The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and he planted in his field. Though it was the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it's the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast. The woman took and mixed it into a large amount of flour until it worked through all the dough.
Thank you very much, Andrew, for reading, and Katrina for leading.
Oh, I should bring greetings from All Saints. It's a bit funny coming to preach at Christchurch South Camps now, because there's so many new faces every time I come that I feel like I'm bringing greetings to a few people from All Saints in the old days. But we pray for you all, even though if I don't know everybody's names or can't quite remember everybody's names, we pray for you all. We feel like we're sister churches to you, and we're glad to have the link and be partners with you. I actually, this is a bit sneaky, you'll be cross about this, I bring you greetings from Tim Chapman as well, because I have spoken to him on the telephone. They're back in the UK, and I said, you, under no circumstances, go to Christchurch South Cams this Sunday morning where you'll hear me preaching. Go somewhere, you take the chance of the sabbatical to be somewhere where you're exposed to a church you don't normally get to. But we're having them to lunch afterwards, so I will get to see them. They've had a great time, they're well, they've done plenty of extreme sports and other things like that, so they're happy. We are doing that parable, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. And just because Colemans are a good Christian family and a good East Anglian family, there you go, you get a little reminder of Coleman's English mustard. Only certain people like Coleman's English mustard, don't they? But it's a funny idea. I love it. Very good with sausages and ham. Can't be beaten, okay? It's a funny idea of Jesus to say the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. I mean, if you're trying to say me being king and God's kingdom is fantastic, you might at least try and pick something impressive, exciting, big, fast, speed. I asked some people back at All Saints last week what the state-of-the-art toy is. And they were very, very dull, actually, about it. They said things like Xbox, something like that. I said, no, come on, surely there's some sort of things that, you know, in 20 years ago it was Transformers, really fun sort of toys you could have. And they said, no, okay, if you want to go for a really sort of snazzy, impressive toy that would be a good thing to say, how about a drone, one of those. Imagine if somebody gave you a drone for Christmas that you could fly things around the garden, or at least a snazzy electric helicopter. Why wouldn't Jesus say something impressive, something that everybody wants? The kingdom of heaven is like a remote control helicopter. Then you'd sort of have your attention then, wouldn't he, if you like that sort of thing. But he said, a mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, they really are small, aren't they? When it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches. They really are small. I'm looking to somebody who's youthful and vigorous. Jeff, can you see this mustard seed from the back row?
No.
It's pretty small, isn't it? I'm so small, they're getting lost in my head. Tiny, 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 tiny little seeds. Not very impressive. Not very impressive. Tiny, small seeds. Useless, small, tiny. That's Jesus' point. But I tell you, they grow pretty impressively. I did an experiment and planted a whole load on some cotton wool. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. And they're growing, aren't they? Look, you see how much they've grown? That's just a week, 10 days of growth. Getting up for 2 weeks. Growing fast. Anybody dare try it? Want to try a bit? It's light press, isn't it? Oh, he's gone for the spicy end. Is it very good for you? Crunch it up. If I'd been really imaginative, anybody's desperate to try some? Josh, you want some? Put a hair on your chest, Joshy. This could take all day if I gave everybody one bit of mustard. There you go, Sue. Yes, yeah, they're desperate to have some, okay? It's all growing nicely. You come and collect some later if you want, okay? You want a bit here. Don't all be sick. Pretty dramatic growth from a tiny seed in just a couple of weeks. Jesus says, doesn't he, it's going to be the largest of all garden plants. I think he's probably not saying this is statistically the largest of all garden plants, but he's saying the growth is dramatic. Something very small, and out of all proportion of that tiny seed, over time, it's big. And big enough for other beings to come in and join in, fly into the tree. Said the same thing about yeast. I need to get the Bible open so I can just look at that little parable about the yeast. It's the same sort of idea, really. Let me read it to you. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Let me show you. I've never bought or used yeast before. This is a packet of baker's yeast, okay? Anybody use this sort of stuff? Lots of Christian bread making going on here. That's good to, hear, okay? This is about 2 teaspoonfuls, little teaspoonful, okay? And what's the effect if you put this in the dough before it's sort of proved? Well, instead of getting, let me see, what you got in here? Sort of flat bread like that, and lovely wholemeal pita loaf. The yeast, even though it's small, just a couple of teaspoons, spreads through the dough, and I think there's some sort of chemical reaction. I think it makes carbon dioxide when it reacts with the sugar or something like that, and so the carbon dioxide gets released into the dough, and it makes little pockets of air. And there are bubbles inside bread that's got yeast in it, so it rises. And instead of being small and flat, think how much bigger. Well, I've only got about 4 slices there, but if you had the whole loaf, it would have risen to much, much higher, isn't it? Much higher. Something small becoming big. In fact, I think what happens in that story is the woman probably takes a little bit of culture from a previous batch of bread, dumps it in the stuff that's ready to go for the next bit, and then the yeast gets to work and spreads. And it says in the words that Jesus used, 60 kilos or something like that. So it's enough to feed about 60 people, let's say. Bread for 60 from one little tiny bit of yeast, where I suppose in a hot culture, where there's enough heat, enough food, as it were, the sugar and the flour, and enough, what else does it need? Moisture. Then that reaction happens, and the small thing, just 2 teaspoons full of yeast, grows to be big. Now, what was Jesus saying? What was he saying? Well, it was a little picture of saying that the kingdom of heaven starts as something very small and not very impressive, not very amazing necessarily. And I tried to think, how is that true? Well, I had to borrow something from my daughter. I said, can I borrow one of your baby dolls? Because, of course, it couldn't have gone any smaller than it was at the start of the Christian story, could it? When Jesus was born, he entered the world as a baby. I mean, I'm sure that Jesus did not look like this baby doll, okay? But this is just a little reminder, of course, that there have been thousands and millions and billions of babies in the history of the world. Anybody here got a baby brother or sister at the moment? Yes, yes, and there's one or two on the way, I think, probably as well. It's a very ordinary, normal thing. It's been going on a long, long time. And how amazing that the maker of the world was made as a baby that first Christmas. That wasn't ordinary, was it? It looked ordinary and small. Just another baby born in a shed. Something small that was amazing and would make all the difference all around the world. So that was the start of Jesus' life. Something small there. I've got another thing I nicked from my daughter. What about the end of Jesus' life? I've got a little symbol of that, just a little cross. And that is, in one sense, small, not very impressive. It's just an instrument of execution. Not a very nice thing to talk about, particularly, is it? People get killed in this way, executed, not necessarily by a cross. All around the world, it still happens, doesn't it? Sometimes it's not fair. Sometimes the laws of the country say it's fair. There's different ways it happens. It happens, isn't it? And in Jesus' day, there were executions. It was quite a common thing that people would be killed by the people in charge of the country or by mobs. It would happen. In fact, of course, when Jesus died on the cross, you might remember, there were two other people who were executed at the same time as him. Not a very nice thing for me to talk about in church on a Sunday morning. Not very impressive in one sense that Jesus died on a cross. But of course, that death was special. Because he wasn't dying because he had done something wrong. He was dying for the wrong things you and I had done. And taking the punishment for them so that we can be friends with God ourselves. And that is amazing, even if it looks fairly small and insignificant. Even if it looks in the hangman game as if we've lost the game and nothing special is going on. Actually, we're winners through that. Something small is amazing that Jesus died on the cross. Now, we thought about the start of Jesus' life. He was like this baby here, a baby, very small. The end of his life. It seems small and unimpressive as well. I thought of one other thing. What about after Jesus went to heaven? What did he leave behind him? Now, I don't know if people will be able to work out what this is. Anybody know what this is? Oh, somebody knows. Right, very smart. This is for fishing. This is a weight. It was in a terrible tangle of line that I got off a beach. And I managed to salvage it. I thought it was rather fun, this line. The line would go onto this weight and it would sink it down. Obviously, it's much easier to catch a fish further down the water than right on the top. It would have been nets that they used in Jesus' day. But I just have this as a little reminder that when Jesus went back to heaven, what he left behind him was a bunch of fishermen. So this is just reminding me that he called fishermen. They were not particularly special people. And the church was very small. There weren't many of them. They were fishermen. They weren't top of the class in school. In fact, probably they haven't been to school. And these were the people that Jesus chose. The small church of young followers of Christ that started it all off. So that was small. Ah, but it didn't stay small, did it? Has it occurred to you that Jesus was not born in a stable on Common Lane in Sawston, okay? Not born in Sawston, but thousands of miles away. And one life at a time, one person, one person, one person. It spread. So that here we are, 2,000 years on, in a church in Sawston, worshipping Christ. Something small has spread and become big. You might say, I don't know if there's people here who are looking into the Christian faith, you might say, well, actually, looking at this very nice bunch of people in Sawston Village College, it's a tiny little church in a not a very big room, and there's nothing particularly glamorous about it. And in one sense, you'd be right. But of course, it's much bigger than just this bunch of people. It's come to us from all around the world. It's spread from the West all around the world. The kingdom is growing and bringing blessing to people. We're in a country today where actually, mercifully, those sorts of executions I was talking about, that sort of thing doesn't happen. There's all sorts of changes that have happened where the kingdom of heaven has made a difference to the whole country, even though lots of people wouldn't notice it. Something small has become big. Maybe your a Christian in school, you think, well, there aren't many Christians with me in school. Surely it can't be worth bothering with Jesus Christ if there are so few Christians. And may I just say, if you haven't felt like that and you're at school at the moment, you probably will before long. It won't happen. Maybe once you get to big school, the secondary school, you'll suddenly feel, oh, a couple of hundred people in my year. And there's a Christian Union meeting and there's only three people there. Can't be worth bothering with. Well, let me tell you that it is worth bothering with. If you remember that God has come in human shape and form as a baby, to be born, to die on the cross for our sins, and it's reached throughout the whole world, be encouraged. Because even though we sometimes feel small as a church or small as just a few Christians trying to live for Jesus in our daily lives, what I want to say to you is the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed and it's grown big. And just to remember, it can make all the difference, just to remember, if you're following Jesus Christ, you are on the winning team. It's probably the most important thing from that little parable for us to remember today. Never feel a waste of time being a Christian. If you're following Jesus Christ, you are on the winning team. And we ought to take encouragement from that today. Shall I pray? Let's pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're alive today. You're not just a figure of history from the past. You didn't just die on that rubbish dump outside Jerusalem as one man and the end of a short life. But you're alive today, able to forgive our sins through your death on the cross. And you're changing people's lives here in Sawston and elsewhere. We thank you for that. Kingdom growing and reaching to us. I don't know what we would have been if the news of your life and death hadn't got to us. We'd probably just be worshipping the sun or worshipping streams or trees. But you've changed us, you're continuing to change us, and that good news is reaching all around the world, and it's made a difference. And we pray you'd help us to be encouraged, therefore, that if we're following you, we are on the winning side because you are Lord. We pray it, Lord Jesus, in your precious name. Amen.